the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We have Nick Ferrari back again today. Presenter Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC Radio. Only yesterday we were talking about the increasingly tetchy Nigel Farage, the leader of Reform UK, under enormous pressure after a further series of revelations about dodgy dealings involving donations from individuals who might not be regarded as the most savoury, perhaps. Well, Nigel Farage has taken a decision today to resign as an MP and run for re-election in Clacton, the constituency which elected him in 2024. Let's just hear a little bit of the lengthy video statement he put out.
I thought about it hard and I've decided today I will resign as a Member of Parliament for Clacton-on-Sea, thereby forcing a by-election, which would happen, I hope, in short order. No, I've decided that the people of Clacton should be the judges of my actions. This will be a people versus the establishment by-election. It's a chance to stick two fingers up to the entire establishment, to frankly tell them where to go. And that is why I will be putting my name forward to stand in this by-election. I will fight to win. I will fight to continue the political revolution that Reform has started. And I would say this to you, the voters of Clacton. If I win, you win. Because if I lose, they win. And we will never, with the two old parties, get the type of fundamental change that we need to fix broken Britain.
Punch up, Donald Trump at it again. Us against them, against the establishment, raging against the machine. Nick Ferrari, what's your assessment of what's going on, please?
It was a rather rambling speech for about 20 minutes. He said that they're trying to use foul means against him. He stressed more than once, I have done nothing wrong. He took us through his career as a commodity broker. He said he was on a very good salary. He said he sacrificed that because he wanted to campaign for Brexit. You did see genuine anger when he talked about how his daughter has been approached, and there was a photograph published by the Times, and he also claimed that Sky News, in fact, Sky News have accepted, by the way, that they went to that property as well. That's why he's decided to take this action. It's strange that because of that and because of the fact that his daughter is being, he used the word harangued or harassed, it doesn't matter, that he decides to bring yet more pressure and decide to have a by-election, which the people of Clacton now will decide. What you have to realise, I think there is a degree of frustration here for Mr. Farage. However you cut it, they did not perform in the Makerfield by-election as he hoped they would. They were a distant second to Andy Burnham, the man who within about 2 or 3 weeks is going to be the next Prime Minister. So that the party needs some kind of re-energising. It needs some kind of shock. It needs some kind of alert. And maybe this is it. And he loves to position himself as a little man against the establishment. But it is worth noting that even, and you have to say the initial signs are he probably will enjoy success at Clacton, the parliamentary standards, which are investigating, there are four different inquiries going on to Mr. Farage. They will now not stop or even be suspended or whatever it might be. So you could have the bizarre situation that he fights a by-election, comes back, and if, and I stress, if he's found to do any wrongdoing, he then has to have another by-election if he's suspended for a certain amount of time, because those are the rules that apply to former Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
There's a few things here, though. You mentioned the photograph, for example, in the Times, which he has taken such great offence at. The photograph is actually of Farage posing outside the house with a car in the driveway. And it's my understanding, not only did he pose for the photograph, that he supplied it to the Times for publication initially, that this wasn't something taken without his knowledge. And yet he complains about it, which all goes to a pattern, doesn't it? That he's always the victim, that it's they're out to get me. But how true is that really? Was this not legitimate journalism been brought forward about, first of all, the 5 million quid he got from his cryptocurrency donor in Thailand, and then in relation to his relationship with a man who has served a prison sentence?
And that's George Cottrell, of course, the financier, the person who has business cards with Nigel Farage's name on, offers emotional support and also provides security. Yet another person who provides security. I think you've got it right. If we come back to what you said right at the top, Matt, when you said this is almost, I think you said Trumpian or it's like Trump. These are the Trump-like tactics that it is only the way that Nigel Farage sees it. So much like the president, Trump can supply material and suddenly say it's fake news or I didn't give it to them or whatever. I'm afraid Mr. Farage only really sees things through his perspective. And he clearly, you could tell how angry he was, but I think he is a little bit dejected. There's even been talk about, I mean, you can imagine what speculation was like this afternoon until he got up. He was going to quit entirely. He wasn't well. He was going to announce a health condition. I think what we've seen is a man who came out fighting, and a bit like the Chequers speech with Richard Nixon, when, if you remember, you're way, way, way too young to remember, but an American president once talked about the gifts that he'd received and won the public over about talking about a puppy called Chequers. Maybe the daughter was the Chequers moment for Nigel Farage.
We'll see about that. But there's so much to this, Nick. He had a sizable majority in the last general election. His first time succeeding in getting a seat in the House of Commons, he took about 46% of the vote, as like a 28% for the Tories, 16% for Labour. Now, how is a by-election going to go? Will all of the other parties put up candidates against him? Or would they agree to put up a single candidate to make it essentially a referendum on him? And then could the pitch be further queered by the fact that you could have Restore UK putting up its candidate to try and undermine Farage?
Let's start with the last of those. Restore UK, an even more nascent, newer political party started by Rupert Lowe, once a close friend of Nigel Farage, now at each other's throats. Rupert Lowe has already stated, watch this space, we're going to talk about what we're doing at Clacton. He also made the point that the people of Clacton really don't need this expenditure of 250,000. It actually is, it's about 200,000. And interestingly, Reform UK have said that they are prepared to pay. Whether they can, there seems to be a legal sticking point. To your other point about the other three parties, condemnation of his move across the board from Kemi Badenoch for the Conservatives, for the Prime Minister. Actually, I'm so sorry, for the Prime Minister and waiting, Andy Burnham, saying he's trying to distract from allegations. Ed Davey for the Lib Dems, equally dismissive. But what would be acutely embarrassing, and again, have a bit of a memory here, David Davis, who was the Brexit negotiator, once in a fit of dudgeon, said that he was going to stand down and fight a by-election in his Halton Price and Howden seat in Yorkshire. And to your point, none of the other parties turned up. So this has always hung around his neck as a millstone of huge embarrassment. We'll have to wait and see. But I would have thought Restore UK, I remind, not Reform, Restore UK, I would have thought would be licking their lips at the chance of a fight. But your points are right. He got 21,000 plays, 12-something thousand. So he's got a healthy majority out there in Essex.
He has a healthy majority. And this is a seat that traditionally has always been Conservative until Douglas Carswell, I think, defected to the UK Independence Party. And then he won the seat there for UKIP in 2015. So would it be fair to say that you couldn't call a by-election in this constituency a referendum on how the country sees Nigel Farage? This is the type of constituency that always was going to go for somebody like him and is not reflective of most others in the country.
Pollsters are already saying that if there is such a thing for such a new party, it is the safest Reform UK seat in the whole of the country. You're absolutely right with the history of a gentleman called Douglas Carswell. And even before him, it was pretty true blue. I mean, there is the funny line now, of course, that at least the constituents of Clacton are going to see their MP, because there's been a lot of questions of whether he spent enough time over there as opposed to flying on jets and going to the United States. Certainly, we don't have a date yet. It could be. It's all when the writ is moved, which is desperately arcane language, but that's when they actually see. You could be looking at something in the first half of August, in which case Clacton-on-Sea is meant to be a seaside resort, so there'll be a lot of people getting in the way when they're trying to buy their ice creams as TV crews follow everybody up and down the promenade.
He's very Trump-esque in the way that he plays himself as the victim all the time. And he brought up again today this whole thing that, you know, nobody has been attacked more than he has. Yeah. Well, as I think I said to you previously, tell that to the families of Joe Cox and David Amass, two members of Parliament who have been murdered in the last decade. How much sympathy do you think is there among the public for him when he plays the victim? Or could there be a little bit of the MP dot protest too much?
Yeah, I think this is where the Marmite-ness of Nigel Farage applies possibly most vividly. Those who are true Farage followers, Farages, Faragistas, whatever you want to call them, they absolutely buy into it. The others would take the view that you said you've already named two MPs who lost their lives. There are the others who, and I won't go through the names because there's quite a long list, whose offices have been attacked, and in some instances their staff have been attacked. So yes, he has had eggs thrown at him. Yes, he has. And no one, please don't think I'm belittling that, no MP should have that. But the idea that he paints himself really as the sole victim, to your very, very point, your very true point, try telling that to the families of those MPs who lost their lives not that long ago, Matt.
Thank you very much. Nick Ferrari, presenter, and Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio.
the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.